USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and other Senate Democrats are increasing pressure on the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors to reverse changes enacted by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy amid concerns those changes could hurt the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in votes this fall. The letter explains scrutiny of the Postal Service to the six-member Board of Governors, all of whom were appointed by the President. The Board of Governors has the authority to intervene in decisions made by the Postmaster General. That group selected Joy for the position back in May. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who would not bring the Democrats back for coronavirus relief money, informed House members that they should expect to return to Washington to vote on the legislation on the Postal Service. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped by only a penny, meaning 53 consecutive days within 5 cents. John Clements reports.
That's over 7 straight weeks, which is an incredible feat considering Americans are driving less due to the pandemic. GasBuddy.com has the latest figures.
Average gas prices in the U.S. fell 1 cent per gallon in the last week and currently stand at a national average of $2.16 per gallon, 47 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.62 per gallon. Average gas prices now stand 4 cents below last month's level of $2.20 per gallon.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Rapper Kanye West has now qualified to appear on Utah's ballot this November as an unaffiliated presidential candidate. State Elections Director Justin Lee said his office has verified that West's campaign gathered the necessary signatures from registered voters. West has also qualified in several states, including Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill backtracked its plans to reopen campuses for in-person learning, saying it will have to shift to remote learning amid a surge of coronavirus cases among their students. The announcement came just 1 week after the university, one of the largest in the country to resume in-person learning, began classes for the fall semester. The university said it has recorded a more than 10% jump in cases among the 954 students tested. The school said it will switch to all remote learning starting Wednesday and offer students the opportunity to cancel resident hall requests with no penalties. The CDC reported 135 new COVID-19 cases and 4 new clusters. Following the death of President Trump's brother Robert Trump, disenchanted critics of the president have been tweeting the hashtag #WrongTrump as if to say it should have been the president who passed away. As of this morning, the hashtag was the second highest trending on Twitter with over 100,000 tweets, including a number of journalists and an NAACP leader. Bishop Talbert Swan, who is a pastor, radio host, and president of the Springfield, Massachusetts branch of the NAACP, said, "Dear Grim Reaper, you took the wrong Trump." A number of the posts bearing the hashtags were expressing distaste for the trend, even by some who opposed the president. Robert Trump died 11 days before what would have been his 72nd birthday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.